Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little victories.
Oh, I love this new segment. I forget our name every time. Who cares?
I gotta stop cutting your mic on so early.
I keep forgetting they say Allie and DZ. Anyway, it's time for Little Victories. We're going to start in the show with this. And it's something to turn our day into a positive. Either way, yep. The beginning and the end of the show. Mine is yesterday, Hudson started Pokemon Club.
Ooh.
And when he called me last night, he had the time of his life. I've been trying to get him involved in something, anything.
Anything.
A club,
yeah.
A sport,
mm-hmm.
Have a passion.
Please.
Like something.
Go out.
Yesterday was his first Pokemon Club. He stayed after school for the first time ever.
How late?
For an hour.
Ooh.
And he said it was great. He goes, it was so fun. Look at all my new Pokemon cards. And, you know, he's making new friends. It's
so
really a great little victory. I've been trying to get him involved in something.
I'm a fan of this, man.
Me too, because he likes it.
You wanna know why it's a double little victory?
Why?
Because now, if he starts acting up or something, uh-huh. He's got something to lose. Uh-huh. I said
it. The Pokemon card.
Parent mode activated, because that's a double victory for
yes!
you.
He was like, Miles gave me this one. And, you know, he was like telling me all the cards he got from his friends.
Or even the club. You can't go to the club now.
He would die.
You're not acting up.
Oh, the club.
Yeah, well, you got to behave.
You're right. I had something to hold over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Little victory.
Double mind power, double victory.
We got Hudson involved in something, everybody.
I'm
feeling really good about this. What about you, DZ? What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is, yeah, the boys might be a little, maybe a lot overtired today.
Okay.
They stayed up really late last night.
Uh-huh.
But it's because they were at their very first Bucks game.
Dude, I got FOMO. My friend Sherry had invited me to the game and
uh-huh.
I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And then you invited me to the game. I
couldn't go.
And I was so sad because it was Danny and Sammy's first Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bucks won.
Caught the dab. Oh. So they brought the energy along with Pfizer for them and it was lit.
You got to bring them to every game.
Honestly, it might have to be. I feel like they might have inspired that. You know what I'm trying?
Did Aaron have fun with two kids at the game? Tell the truth.
Yeah, because we were able to have, you know, some peoples along to make
good.
Sure they were all taken care of and everybody could enjoy themselves. It was great. I mean, what a way to turn one with an overtime victory.
Oh,
crazy.
It was overtime?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Aww.
At one point, I looked at the clock,
yeah.
And I know everybody else probably thought it around the same time, and we went, oh my, we might be going into, don't say it, and it did, overtime.
Aww. Well, go Bucks, and I'm glad your sons got their first Bucks game on Danny's first birthday, and the win.
Being overtired is worth it, y'all.
Our kids were winning with our kids today.
Catching dubs.
Little victories. 103.7 KISS FM, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos Dias. We made it to November 14th, 2024. Your son is officially one. He turned one on November 13th yesterday.
Big Danny. Big one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. Mm-hmm. We already did our little victories. If you missed that, it's a new segment on the show. Mm-hmm. And we start and end the show with that. And you can text him in. Eventually, we're going to let you call in too, possibly, and join us.
Well, not even just that. You could also leave us a voice note.
Thank you for mentioning that, because on the Odyssey app, I've got to go listen. I just got a text from my friend Sherry, who I think was at the Bucks game with you last night. She has season tickets. Go, Sherry.
Yep.
And she said her and her son left us a voice message, and she sent me this really long text about how hard it was. Like, they finally figured it out. Oh. And I'm like, it's not that hard. They're like, we were whispering, so we sent you a quiet one, and we're trying to send you one.
It might have been difficulties on their end, not ours.
But it's easy. If you go on the Odyssey app, it says, send a voice message right next to the Listen Live message on Kiss FM. And then you also, are entered to win a trip to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Ooh.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff happening. We've got the question of the day, though. Are you ready?
I think so. I mean, what kind of question is it today, though?
You're just going to have to wait and find out.
Let me get a little preview, man. Come on, man.
Absolutely not. So we're going to do the question. And if you want, you can call or text and, be a part of the question of the day. And the best part is, like we just said, or you can leave us a voice message now. I'm loving this feature.
So many options.
So many. All right, let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so today's question of the day.
Dun, dun,
would
nah,
you
nah.
rather have the best clothes or the best technology? You have to pick one.
Oh, man.
Do you want to be the dorky kid with the best phone and the bad outfit? Or do you want to be the guy with the best outfit in the Android?
See, man, and nowadays the worlds collide so just beautifully, and it's more like they collab so beautifully.
Honestly, yeah, because clothing, they use technology to make clothes. I mean, look at some of my workout gear. They use technology to make it warmer or cooler or whatever. When you go, we don't go. When you climb Mount Everest, like some of these freaks do, they have the clothes to keep them warm. That's technology.
One of my guys on our flag football team, James, which unfortunately we lost the championship yesterday. I wasn't there to partake with the team.
Oh, you weren't there. That's why they lost. Well,
so flag Kings been up. But
can't win them all, DZ. Nope. Can't win all the leagues. This show's the only, and the Bucks were on fire. That's right.
Can't win them all. The Bucks won last night, baby. So we gonna take the trade off, right? Mm-hmm. The city caught the dub.
Exactly.
But he has a jacket that a lot of people already own, but every time I see it, I'm like, those electric jackets.
The heater jackets. I dated a guy who got those for Christmas one year. Yeah.
Where's mine for Christmas one year?
It was 2019. I'll never forget when I was dating pottery guy. And his family got him one of those. And I was like, what the hell is a heated jacket? And I'd never seen him. And I was like, dude, that is the coolest thing.
Man, I'm like, hey, is that thing charged up? And he said, oh, yeah, it's ready to go. I was like, is it charged enough for two? Let me borrow that bad boy.
I feel like the guys that actually get those don't want them, though. They're like the bearded, burly ones who are like, it's hot in here. Give those to me. I'm cold.
give them to the littles.
Don't give them to the working men who don't care. It's hot all the time.
Look at that man's hands. You think he needs that jacket?
He doesn't need a heated jacket, you guys.
Why you think he's built like that?
Honest to God. Give it to me. It's for the weenies out there like me.
Oh, man.
So your friend had the heated jacket in flag football. Yeah. So are you picking technology or clothes, though? Because you have to pick.
Man, and you know I like fashion. I'm a fashion guy.
I kind of wanted to bring this on just for you because you like both. And I'm like, DZ's going to be screwed because he really cares about clothes.
Because I also love technology.
I know.
Now, I'm not by any means a tech. I can't code. I'm not that kind of techie.
No, but when I need help, you can help me pretty quickly. Some of that might be age.
See, and I don't want to finesse the question and go, well, I want the technology because then with the technology, I could just make the cool clothes.
Pick one.
Nope.
Pick one.
Do I go vain?
Clothes or technology? I'm actually, see, that's the thing.
It's tough,
if I say tech, which is the way I'm going in my mind, I'm thinking, ooh, technology. But then I'm thinking, wait, but then you got to leave the house and whatever the hell you got.
looking like a bum.
And I don't know if I want that either. I want some of both.
You know what? I actually don't mind looking like a bum.
Okay.
Tech.
I think so too.
Tech. I'm going with tech.
We leave the house 6 out of 7 days a week in our jammies, as if we care. Let's one day we get excited to dress up and we take it seriously.
Like now,
but we don't need it.
Nowadays, I'm even going to Target in sweatpants, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm evolving. I used to put jeans on.
Didn't we all?
Mm-hmm.
You can go any. That's why I said you can go anywhere and not dress up anymore. Even church. I said what I said.
Whoa.
I said what I said.
Whoa. What church you going to?
A lot of people go, come to church with me. You don't even have to dress up. And I go, oh, one of those cool churches.
Y'all.
My church is cooler than yours. I get that all the time.
I like that.
We got a band. I get that. You ever heard those?
Don't we all?
We've got a band. No, they don't know. Dude, the choirs and the Baptist churches, but the other people are like, we have a band.
Like a rock band. Got it.
It's not a choir.
It's not a choir.
It's a rock band.
I mean, I ain't mad at the rock band either.
Sing
do your
about
thing.
Jesus. Do your thing,
That's
man.
Right. That's right.
All right. So would you pick the best technology or the best clothes? 414-533-1037. Ooh, I see we have voice messages. We have texts. And we're going to take your calls next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so the question of the day is, would you rather have the best technology or the best clothes? And it's more important than you think. Just because we leave the house in our jammies all the time and our slides doesn't mean we're all picking clothes, okay?
I like to bum it, but imagine, bro. I was just at a wedding.
Yeah.
You were just at a birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Had we pulled up in our night nights?
If we didn't have clothes to wear, I would have been mortified. You're right,
imagine
actually.
Me and my moo-moo pulling up to my guy's wedding.
You
no!
Know what? Fine, you're right. All right, let's start with five. Let's start with Angel and Racine this morning. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
She's with her daughter. Her daughter doesn't want to be named. You know how kids are. It's like how Owen's embarrassed by me now.
Okay,
so
daughter.
Fine.
Daughter.
Fine. Angel, are you going to pick clothes or technology?
Baby, I don't care what I look like coming outside
because
I'm me.
Ah, whippa.
I love it how Angel's like, screw y'all, I'm wearing what I want anyway.
Watch me bum and win.
Let him talk.
She's like, here I come with my new iPhone. What you got?
Hey, low key. And nowadays, the billionaires and trillionaires really do be looking like the bums, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the world is more casual than it used to be. Thank you, Angel, and your daughter, who will.
You too. Bye, Angel. Bye, daughter.
Also calling another father and daughter. This is a father and daughter, Nick and Izzy, because everybody's on their way to school around this time if you got older kids. Hi, Nick and Izzy in Waukesha.
Some of y'all running late. It's okay.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
Oh, hi.
See, they don't want nothing to do with us. These kids don't want it. They're on their tech.
Still working it out for the day.
She's still waking up.
Exactly.
Girl, trust me. I feel you on the same.
We'll talk. You prefer tech or you prefer the threads?
Mm-hmm. Like DZ, and I'm kind of torn between both, but I think I'm going to go with the clothes because I'm horrible with tech.
Okay.
So he'd
rather be the fly guy.
He's thinking, screw it. I don't know what I'm doing anyway with some of this stuff. I might as well just look good. Noted.
If I'm going to be out here looking dumb, I'm going to be out here looking fly.
Received. I would like to know.
I respect it, my boy.
How old is Izzy, Nick?
She's going to be 17 on the 26th.
So then I want to know what a 17-year-old thinks because they're not us. We're doing a different realm in life. Is it tech or clothes?
What do you think, Izzy?
That's actually a very hard question, too.
Good. Mm-hmm. I stumped the kid, too.
He picked up electronics a lot faster than I ever did, so I don't know.
It might be tech. It might.
It might be tech, she said.
Well, it's the constant in their life. Fashion changes so much, and I know tech does, too.
They don't know how to live without it. We do.
Always
we
had
do,
it.
And
we
they
do.
Don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. Izzy has no idea what the world's like without technology.
Meanwhile, Nick is going, y'all remember the days, baby. Y'all remember the sandbox days.
Oh, I remember coming home and my parents screaming, where have you been? We had no way to get a hold of you for 6 hours. Where the hell have you been? And I'm like, I was out.
We were all at the green electrical box.
I was on my bike, man.
Right, man. We were cooling.
We were at the movies or the mall, Mom.
What? Man, you don't.
I was down the road doing Stranger Things stuff.
Cell phone. What cell phone?
I didn't have a quarter for a pay phone, Mom.
Chill out. Too far.
Oh, it's not for me.
No. I feel it.
Nick and Izzy, thanks for calling. Have a great day, you guys.
You two guys, love you.
Love you too. Bye, y'all.
All right. We're talking about if you'd rather have the best clothes or the best technology for the question of the day. Let's go to Babe. Mike.
Oh.
Mike in Hartford.
Wait, Babe's on the phone?
Babe's on the phone. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Hi, Babe.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Babe, like his wife does. Hi, Mike.
I would have to pick technology for two reasons.
Why?
One, I'm in work clothes 5 days a week, so I don't really. And when I come home, I get in, take a shower, get in pajamas, and I'm in pajamas till the next morning.
Same.
And then two, technology, because I have a 4-year-old. I want to make sure I'm up on the latest technology so that when my daughter gets more into technology, I can stay one step ahead of her.
You never will.
Well, I know I never will.
I was giving him a chance.
You're right.
I would like to think I want to stay one step ahead of her.
Until they clearly.
You know what weirded me out about Owen and Hudson is that you try to do that, and then at some point you realize there's some weird thing that happened for people that were born with it and that weren't, and we weren't.
We weren't.
And they were, and they weirdly know how to do with no direction. And I'm like, I don't even know what you just did. Like, nobody taught you that. Nobody showed you that. How did you do that? Because it's like embedded in their brain, and it wasn't in ours.
Yep.
Exhibit A, well, Danny has never in his life been able to see, use, play with an iPhone, right? All of a sudden.
What, he pick it up, send a voicemail? Send an email while he was at it.
Picked it up and starts scrolling, trying to move through, and is actively moving through the page. A 1-year-old. And I'm like, "What? You don't play with phones."
When the boys were like 3, I was like, "Give me the tablet. You don't know what you're doing." And they're like, "Give me the tablet.
You don't know what you're doing."
And they showed. Yep. I'm telling you, it's weird.
That's how I sound, but here we are. With like YouTube before we downloaded YouTube Kids, looking through for like Flippy and you know whatever. She would just scroll through my phone. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, they know.
And they know what they're looking for.
She knows the passcode to unlock her kid's tablet. Dang. I told her it once, and she just remembered the code. And
Mike learned a hard lesson that day.
Mistakes were made.
Mike changed the password. All right, Mike, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye, babe.
Oh, he gave the password because he was feeling lazy, and then he regretted that real quick.
Yeah, he might have changed the password. I bet you she's a hacker, though. She got that password, too.
Ooh, Kyla's in Sheboygan. Last but not least, let's go to her. We're talking, do you want the best technology or the best clothes? Hi, Kyla.
It's day two.
Good morning, Allie. Yes. Day two. Good morning, DZ.
Morning.
About time. She keeps trying and then getting reset, getting a theme song. You got to call 5 days in a row. Texting does not count, Kyla. She learned the hard way.
She's going to get there. Mm-hmm. Maybe if she had better tech.
Maybe if we had better tech. If we had better phone lines.
That part.
We can take 8, and that's a lot, people. I'm trying, so anyway.
Kyla, it's not you, it's us.
It's us.
I know. Those phone lines are busy.
They're busy. So, Kyla, tech or clothes? What are you picking?
I am picking tech. I work from home every day.
Fair.
I have an almost 15-year-old daughter, so having that technology, staying connected is super important.
Well, yeah, but this is what I'm thinking, Kyla. I'm hearing it out. I'm going, her daughter's got her. Owen's got me. I'll take clothes, actually. And I'll have my kids do all the technology stuff.
And what's up with all these well-rounded parents thinking of their kids? I was going selfish, thinking about me and me only.
Well, me too, but I'm working how to finesse it so it works out for us, right?
Now I'm like, yeah, me too, me too.
School stuff is connected to tech, so I can keep track of that. I'm the mom that has Life 360, so I want that technology to know where you're at. So I'd for sure go tech.
Yeah. Okay, 100% tech, no question.
Girls,
all right, Kyla.
I'm not going to deny I haven't gone on Find My to see where my children are quite a few times.
Tell me I won't when they do. What?
You will.
Not all the time, but just to make sure, check in. Okay, you're here, you're safe, you're moving around.
Right.
You're
doing it all the time is weird. I told my sister. That who tracks her stepchild. I go, you're a weirdo and a stalker. But if once in a while when I go, oh, wait, are they where they need to be? I check. Okay, move on with my life.
That part.
But don't stalk them. That's weird.
I mean.
No.
That's my kid. I'm going to do what I want. If I want to stalk my child, who going to stop me, huh?
Fine.
Who going to stop me?
Me.
you were going to be right there with me in the car.
You're right. I'm going to be in the car going to get him. She's in her two-night stint in Chicago. Some of our winners are going to be there tonight seeing Billie Eilish. So excited
lucky,
for them.
Lucky, lucky.
Yeah, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. And before we get into what would DZ do, which I actually am having a real issue with a friend of mine. And so I need your advice. I feel like a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this issue.
Yeah, okay.
But before we get into what would DZ do, let's check the voice messages from the Odyssey app this morning.
I've been waiting. What's up?
Lori, our OG, sent us a voice message about the question of the day we just did, which is, would you prefer tech or the best technology or the best clothes?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. It's OG Lori at Timmerman.
What up?
Wow,
and your question of the day, tech or clothes? I'm a female, so I already own more clothes than any one human being should. I'm going to choose tech because I actually hate clothes. I wish you didn't have to wear them. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, OG.
What'd you say? You knew Lori would be a nudist.
I just felt it in my spirit that OG would probably go, yeah, why not?
Here's one more we got from Raina in Kenosha.
How do I know if my entry counted for the Taylor Swift tickets after listening?
Oh, okay. If you missed that.
How do I know what?
How do I know my entry counted after listening for an hour to the Odyssey app? Because she...
Oh, for Taylor.
If you listen to Kiss FM through the Odyssey app for 1 hour a day, you get entered to win a trip to see Taylor at the Eras Tour closing night in Vancouver on December 8th. Raina has a great question. So first of all, you have to be logged in under your account so we know you're listening. Because how else would we know if you're not logged in your profile?
Can't be just a rando.
You got to sign in. Because I sign in, we all sign into our Odyssey app.
Right.
Then once you're signed in, it will, after an hour, it should give you a notification that you have an entry, correct?
It should send you a little bloop-de-bloop that you've got a qualified entry.
So make sure you download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Make a sign in, like make an account.
Log yourselves in. Like, you know what to do.
We do it with every other app. You'll live. And then you will get an hour, every time you listen for an hour a
full
day,
hour.
Another entry until we give away that Taylor Swift trip.
Just like that, wham bam.
So thanks for asking, Raina, because I get it. It's confusing sometimes.
No, that's a valid question because you're just listening on the app.
And
like, then all
well,
of
do they know I'm listening? How do they know?
Right.
How do I get entered?
I just keep listening.
Great question.
And then some people really bout it, and they just listen for 6 hours straight.
I
love that. Exactly. And then they're going like, how do I know? How do I know that I'm qualified?
Yeah, for sure. So download and listen for an hour. Get entered to win. Are we ready for what would DZ do?
You're asking me?
Oh, geez. Time's flying. Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So DZ, I want to know what you would do because I know a girl. I don't want to say she's a friend. I want to say she's an acquaintance that I've known for 20 years.
Okay.
Through my friends.
Okay.
I know her husband. I know her friends, and I've gotten to know her and her husband just from everybody knowing each other over the years.
You know her whole family.
We're weirdly connected. I do, actually.
You know everybody in her life.
I do.
You've known her for 20 years.
Yeah, but not like I'm going
y'all aren't kicking it.
But I've never been to her house. But I have her phone number.
Okay.
If I see her, I'll have a long conversation. She's very close with some of my friends, but I've never been to her house. But I do know.
Friendly.
If I see her parents, I'll say hi.
Friendly, not friends. You've literally just been around her for 20
know
years.
Know her forever.
Copy.
But if she asked for something, I'd help. I mean, I wouldn't feel like she's somebody I don't care about.
Right. Y'all ain't got no bad blood.
Let's just fast forward and get to the problem.
Okay.
She and I had set something up for her through work. She had asked for support with something.
And you?
And I provided the support she asked for.
Bet.
And then when it came time to show up for what I had basically set her, I had hooked her up with something. She used me as a resource.
As a reference,
and a networking. And then when it was time.
You held her down.
I held her down. And when it was time to show up, she didn't. Okay.
Mm.
So long story short, she stood me up. So I set up this whole thing. I set my time aside. I did all these things. She said she'd be there, and she didn't show.
Nothing made you look bad.
Things happen, right?
Mm-hmm,
well, it didn't even make me look bad. Just irritated me because I was like, "You're wasting my time now. Like, I put aside my time to help you. I've done.
When you hook people up and you give them your time, your attention, and you put your energy behind it, whether you're there physically or not, or you just connect other people together, you're expecting like when somebody uses as a job reference.
Yeah.
You got certain expectations.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So she doesn't show up. Mm-hmm. So I think something must have happened. I set her up with this meeting and this event and she didn't show. So something must have happened.
Right.
Nothing. No call, no text. No, hey, not even a few days later.
Hey,
I realized I missed this. And by the way, the last text we had were us saying, I'll see you there.
Thank you for making this happen.
And never showed, never called, never texted. So I let it go and I went, okay, you know what? I didn't call her that day. I went, dude, I did all this for you. If you can't show up, because people have asked me, well, did you call her and check on her? No. We had talked a million times about, she knew she was supposed to be there and she blew me off.
That was one of my questions. And then you answered it when our last text was, excited. Thank you for making this possible. You were amazing. Blah, blah, blah.
And then she didn't show.
And then didn't show.
So fast forward. Okay. Yeah. I moved on with my life. I saw her at a birthday party in July. So this was in April, by the way, she blew me off.
So then a few months later.
It's November 14th. Let's just call it what it is.
And even more months later.
This was April she blew me off. She didn't text nothing. Friday, November 1st, I get a text from her.
Okay.
And I've seen her twice in these past six months? I've seen her. I saw her at a party. She didn't say a word to me. And I told our mutual friend, I go, she really just didn't. She could have come up at any time and been like, you know what? I am so sorry. I forgot. I blew you off. Anything. Nothing. Because I forget things. I blow people off. I have texts I've forgotten to respond to.
Got you.
But guess what? I'm not going to lie to you because that's what happened next. She wasn't honest with me.
What happened?
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'll tell you what happened.
I was going to say, what?
I know. I'm reading the sponsor. You're like, that's not what happened.
That's what happened?
No.
No, that was smooth.
She sends me a text on Friday, November 1st, and basically says, I just realized that I missed this in April. By the way, and can I just say, that's a lie because she told our mutual friends she knew she forgot.
And y'all got mutual friends.
So she told our friends 6 months ago she knew she forgot. My friends called her out on it and said, why did you do that? Why didn't you just reach out? I forgot. And then she never said a word. So, you know, people have an issue with confrontation.
Well,
and I get it. And yeah. I can be intimidating, but I've known her for 20 years. And all she had to say was, oh my God, I screwed up.
OMG girl, dang.
Take some accountability. This is the second person who I've had things set up with that have just not showed that I feel like I know well, and they've never reached out. And these people just want to then circle back around and act like nothing happened. This keeps happening with me with people, and I'm over it. So I want to know what your advice is and what the listeners think, because she basically messaged me and said she just realized that was a lie. I hope you're doing well. With November being a month of gratitude, I wanted to reach out and say how grateful I am. Hope all's well, that you're my friend. I'm like, what? We don't talk. You blew me off. You wasted my time. You've never acknowledged that you how disrespectful. And then you text me like and lie to me and say you just remembered when you've told other people you knew you blew me off. I'm bringing it on the air because we do this all the time with people. And I'm so sick and tired of us not communicating. If you want to ghost somebody because they're awful, that's one thing. But we shouldn't be doing this with people we've known for 20 years in relationships. Say I screwed up.
Allie.
Text me three days later.
Allison.
6 months? Oh, sorry. Oh, you talked to me in my, I needed Allison. Woosa. You brought me back. Sorry. Woosa. Can you tell I'm irritated? I'm irritated.
I can tell you irritated and let me help.
It's insulting.
I got you.
It's insulting.
No, this is figured out. Okay. You know what? I don't even need to open up the lines.
Oh, okay.
But we will because I'll tell you next.
All right. Awesome. We'll take your calls and texts next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, I see your voice messages coming in. I'm talking about how I know this girl for 20 years. She's an acquaintance through friends, and I feel like I know her.
Yeah. You know her well enough.
I know her well enough.
You know the people around her life. Yeah.
I know her family. I know her husband and her kid. But she asked me to help her with something, and I did through work. And then she blew me off.
Right.
and then had the nerve to text me 6 months later, just the other day, and say, I just remembered I forgot about our thing in April. And she's told our mutual friends she remembered that she forgot, but she hasn't said a word to me. And how disrespectful to reach out and act like I'm stupid and lie to me. Just reach out and go, I'm a moron. I blew you off 6 months ago and this is embarrassing. Don't lie to me in a text and say, I just remembered. I am so grateful for you. No, you're not. You're the most disrespectful person of my time that I know. In fact, you wasted my time.
Yeah.
You're not grateful for me.
I hear you.
You couldn't even give me the respect to say I'm sorry 6 months ago. Screw that. Sorry, I'm hot. Can you tell?
No, I can tell.
And you know I'm done when I go off on the air about people. That's when you've seen your... Yeah. That's when goodbye.
Madman.
DZ, what do you think? Because you've heard me complain off the air, and I finally brought it on the air.
Yeah, well, this one is a lot simpler than it feels for me, right?
Okay, fair.
You're going and investing way too much of your energy into this.
That's fair.
Because...
look at me, how mad I am.
This is,
I wasn't until she reached out and tried to BS me.
It's disrupting your spirit.
Hear
me out. What I mean by that, you're treating her like you guys are closer than you're explaining to me that you are. And I think it's because feel like y'all are closer than you guys actually are because you know so much about her
and
her life.
And she's really close with people that are close to me.
That are in her circumstance, whatever. So you feel closer. And we have this experience in our world when, you know, people hear us every day.
They think we're best friends. And some we are.
And I'm not talking about me and you, but talking about like they think they know everything.
Yeah.
Everything. They recognize our families. They say, hey, they're invested, right? And some people know us more than others. But in the grand scheme, somebody in the western corner doesn't necessarily know us at our center, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Right? You're investing center energy into western territory.
Somebody already texted in. Well said, DZ. They already know where you're going, and you're right. She's not a main player. She's not a main character in my life. She never has been. She's always been a side character if I see her.
And let me even take it a step further for you. This is not an acquaintance. This is a professional connection.
I agree, because when have we talked outside of her asking for help?
So,
other than a wave at, you know, maybe in public at the store.
So you,
honest to God.
You treat this like a personal, not a personal, but a professional connection. Just because we have each other's contact information. You got my cell phone number. That's just an easy medium for us to communicate. This is an email behavior though, right?
Yeah.
This is a CC kind of conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
And I do think this is on you to level.
Oh, to write back and call her out? Because immediately I wanted to go, because you know me, I'm blunt. I'll be like, stop lying. Don't be disrespectful.
Not like that.
That's why I can't.
Professional. You hear me saying professional. Put your work hat on. This ain't the personal hat. This is a work hat.
She's the one who texted me, I'm so grateful for our friendship. I'm like, what friendship?
That was also a professional message.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because to me, that means that they may be looking to ask for something again and they're looking to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're trying to say, oh, let's just forget what happened. If they want this professional connection to continue, if you wouldn't mind if this professional connection continued.
I would mind, actually. I'm so turned off by the whole thing. I feel like she's full of it. I feel like
you
she
gotta
wasted.
Let it go.
I feel
you
like she went through other people to ask for help. I gave her help.
Yeah.
She wasted my time.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything, and she waited 6 months. And somebody texted in and said, she's texting now because she needs something again and realized she messed up, which was exactly what our mutual friend said. She goes, oh, she must need something.
So
now she's reaching out, going, oh no, I'm sorry that I missed our thing in April. So here I am saying I'm so grateful for you, even though I didn't have the respect to tell you it's just a joke.
This is a professional friendship.
Brenda said, don't let others destroy your peace. You're right. I'm giving her main character energy, and I gotta stop.
You are, dog. That's my best say.
Fine.
I mean, we could take others if we'd like.
Let's go to Carson in Bayview. Yeah, for sure. Because even though
in Bayview? Oh, what? neighbor?
Yeah, hi, Carson.
You could have said it was Carson, dog. You lived next to me.
Hi, Carson.
Hi, how are you guys?
I said she lives next to me. What up, Carson?
Hi, Carson. All right, what do you think?
So
So I'm kind of with Allie in that I would be very upset because, like you said, this is a professional thing.
Yeah.
And you said it was like, from my understanding, you said you set her up something through work.
I set her up for something she asked for that I was...
Asked for your help with a professional work connection, basically.
She needed help and I gave it to her and she didn't show up when it was time.
She needed a foot in the door and you helped.
I gave her what she asked for.
So I don't have like a fancy professional job like you do. But...
I would be upset that
it kind of hurts your professional networking. Like
exactly.
And that is
okay. Hold on.
Now that makes me look bad as a professional,
Carson. And
I said she was going to be there.
This is where the issue is really happening because the people she is really close with, we have mutual friends that we're both really close with. She's screwing them over because they reached out to them going, and she could have reached out to me directly at the time, and I said to our friends, I go, she could have just asked me, but okay. So
Allie,
she got somebody else involved on top of it who she's close with and then screwed me over.
There's thicker webs than other in this situation, but that's a loose thread. You can cut that and not cut other ties. That's the thing. You feel me?
And I would include that I'm assuming this woman is a proper adult.
She's an adult. She's an adult. She's in her 30s, if not 40s. I'm not even sure how old she is now.
Proper enough.
Yeah, to me, that's a proper adult.
Right.
But to me, her actions were very middle school.
Yes.
If you're setting this up for professional, you don't show up, you respond right away.
Right.
If this was like for a job, like that would be like...
Think about it. If this was an interview, they'd get no second callback.
I have forgotten
things. Yeah, you should be fired.
Well, and that's the thing, Carson. I've forgotten things. And thank God people gave me grace, but I sure as hell didn't show up 6 months later and go, oh no, when I need it, I just remembered that is a lie. Now you're insulting me because you did that. So I'm over it. Somebody texted it and said, why let her get away with it though? Call her out, but calmly.
Thank you.
I'm never going to work with her on her level, professional level ever again. So when she sent me that in November saying, I'm sorry, I laughed and went, lose my number. Like, I'm not going to put my neck on the line for you because you've shown me how you could have fixed it in April.
Yeah.
And now you've embarrassed yourself, and
Allie,
I don't want to work with you at this
point.
Then
you need to close that door.
I'm closing.
You need
what,
to close
right.
that door it's, professionally.
Well, I think
with your hand.
I think, unfortunately, we just did with this segment.
Did we?
Yes. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I'm so excited to play some more voice messages.
Well, I know you are.
We got so many on the Odyssey app. It's so awesome. I love hearing your voice messages. Yesterday around this time, we talked about how your son Danny was turning one.
We got an official 1-year-old. I mean, and a 3-year-old with Samurai.
And so Tiffany, where's Tiffany? Tiffany in Mayville sent us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
What'd Tiffany say?
Let's hear it.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. This is Tiffany from Mayville. I'm just calling in to wish Daniel a happy first birthday. Not an easy day today, huh, DZ? Thank you, guys. Have a good day. I love listening.
Thanks, Tiffany. We appreciate you.
You're so dope. We appreciate you. Family does, too.
I believe that Sherry sent a message with her son, Mason. You ready for this one? They sent this at 10:09 last night.
Sherry?
Sherry sent this at 10:09.
Okay.
Hi, Allie and GZ. This is Sherry and
Mason.
Overtime win. 2 in a row.
Let's go, Bucks!
So the Bucks must have won last night.
Yup.
The Bucks won. And is that what you took the kids to? Was it their first Bucks game?
That's what we did for, Danny's
FOMO.
First. Yeah, you should have been there.
I should have come,
I know
I
you
couldn't.
Could. I know I you couldn't. Could. It's okay. But we just got to make it up another time. Bring the whole fan bam.
I'm in. Aaron and the boys both went.
Yeah. Aaron and the boys, we had some friends come so that Aaron didn't have to be, 2v1.
It takes a village. You can't go out with a 1- and a 3-year-old without a friend.
Listen, if not, it was about to be Pfizer Forum helping take care of the boys, okay? I'm going to need section 108 to watch out for young Sammy. Y'all see him running around?
I'm going to need access for the stroller to go all the way to the seat.
Please?
Put the strollers in the seats, whether it's legal or not.
Do we have seat belts for these chairs at all? Restraints even? Harnesses? Whatever y'all got? Duct tape? I don't care.
That's hysterical.
But no, it was lit, man. Overtime. I mean, I'm talking about big game, big energy.
Yeah.
Big points.
Yeah.
Giannis dropped 59.
59 points?
Yeah, nice little double-double, something slight. Pretty sure he's leading the league now. As a nice. Scoring leader. Going, no, he's going crazy. He's snapping off. He's putting a team on his back. And
yeah.
It's turned around, y'all. It's turned around. We got this.
And Sammy and Danny and Aaron had a good time at the Bucks game. And
great
we won
time.
And everything's good.
Being overtired this morning is absolutely worth it. I texted our daycare lady. Yeah. Shout out Juanita. We was like, listen, the boys going to be tired today. Just so you know, they might be a little cranky. Feel free to put them down for a nap. As many as you need.
And you're like, no, really. Put them down as much as you want.
No, for real. Knock them out if you have to.
Dude, I've been there. You know I've been there. I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nap day for sure. Okay, well, happy birthday, Danny. He turned one. It's over. We're moving on. Now we can think about Thanksgiving.
Beans, greens, for that.
But for Am I the Jerk, we actually have two guests coming on.
Two guests coming on?
This involves something that happened this weekend.
Okay.
And we're going to have them at the start. I see the phone ringing. Go ahead, hit it, and get ready for Am I the Jerk, everybody.
Wait. We're like now?
Right now they're coming on. Yeah.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
One of the two people's on the phone. I don't know where the other one is, but oh well.
We'll get there.
Saturday night. This all... okay. It's coming. She's coming. Go ahead and pull up line one if you'd like. Welcome to the show, Santino in Sheboygan.
Oh, snappers to bro.
Santino!
Wepa, wepa. Good morning.
Wepa, wepa. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Santino, thank you so much for inviting me to your birthday party on Saturday. Oh.
Turn down the radio, man.
Yeah,
you know
turn
better.
Turn down the radio. Get off the Bluetooth. We got to talk, Santino.
Santino, you a vet in this game, man. Come on.
Listen. I'm not even in the truck yet.
Wait, can you put him on hold for one sec while we get the other person on?
Santino, hold on,
Hold
Papa.
On. Get your phone off Bluetooth. Let's pull up line three, please. Hello, Kiss FM. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
It's Lisa and Sheboygan as well. Thank God.
Okay. Bam.
Now they're both on the phone.
Here I am.
Thank the Lord.
Morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, Lisa, here.
Thank you for joining us. Now pull Santino back up because they're friends and they both live in Sheboygan. They wave as they pass each other on the way to school. Hi.
Buenos dias, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, Wepa. Good morning.
Wepa, wepa.
So now DZ could not come to your birthday party, Santino, because he had a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and Lisa in Sheboygan was there, Bella in Kenosha, Kelly in Sussex, the list goes on.
Allie represented for me there.
I did, and we had a blast. And we were at the Journeyman at the Outsider, the hotel downtown in the Third Ward.
Lit.
And as the cake came, there was a big issue that landed them both on Am I the Jerk today.
Oh, wait, there's a cake issue?
There's a cake issue.
Oh, you know I like food, but I don't like when it's an issue.
Lisa, would you like to take this one?
Oh, would I ever.
Enter the scenario of Am I the Jerk and where we're going today.
Ready, set, go.
Santino's good friend brought this beautiful carrot cake that apparently he's known for.
Yum.
It looked amazing. It was delicious
and everything. His favorite cake.
Yeah. Okay, carrot cake. Got it.
So the staff there took it back, cut it into a bunch of pieces, brought it out with a beautiful stack of plates and a beautiful spatula.
Mm-hmm.
Set it down. Very nice. Yeah, and
nice.
Everybody was scooping themselves a piece of cake and enjoying it and whatnot. And then...
And then?
Then it turned sideways.
What? The
and
cake?
Then. And then?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. So our friend Jameel happened to be there as well.
Who I met, and he was a delight. He was really funny.
Shout out, Jameel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
no, don't give him no shout out right now.
Oh, no shout out. No shout out, Jameel.
He's the one.
Forget you, Jameel.
He's the reason we're here.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Wait
okay.
For it.
You know what? Let me shut my mouth. Yep.
So instead of using the provided spatula that was sitting there for everyone to use, Jameel just went in and raw dogged the cake and grabbed a clump of it with his hand.
He fingered the cake.
Oh, no shout out.
Wait a whole.
Okay.
What just happened?
Santino, did you know that your friend put his whole hand in the cake before everybody ate it?
Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Who invited this guy?
Lisa told me after the fact, because you know me, I was enjoying myself. It was my birthday. Yeah. I was
Santino,
like almost two sheets to the wind.
He was not looking. Okay, let's just say that. Santino wasn't looking at the cake at the moment.
He was having the time of his life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't even remember taking a picture with Bella with the spatula in my hands. I mean, that's... I mean, that's how going I was.
Bet. Got it.
Good. It was your birthday, Santino. So when you found out what he did, how did you feel, Santino? Were you mad?
I felt violated.
You he sure? fingered your cake, bro.
The partygoers.
That's right. What about everybody who ate the cake? Thank God I don't eat cake. I'm the only one who was saved in this scenario.
Where was this piece from? Hold on. Where was this piece from? Where did he grab? Was it from the middle? Was it a corner?
I didn't see it. I just heard all the chaos after when all hell broke loose because the guy fingered the cake.
Stop!
He grabbed it from the open side, but there was a spatula right there.
It's the principle of the matter of right the fact his hand went over the spatula to reach for the cake. Totally. You could just say it like
DZ,
that.
Basically.
DZ, what?
You wasn't there, bro. You don't know my boy Jamil. One of my best friends, right?
Is he different?
Is he still your best friend?
Does he wash his hands? I
mean, thank you. That's my question. I mean, is he different?
Well, yeah, he's a little different. But he would never not be that close to me. But, I mean, he's like 6'4". Like, so think about those fat fingers, man.
He's a big dude. Yeah, but not like...
I mean,
like...
his knuckles was touching all frosting, it looked like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was chased up when he came back up with that handful.
Meanwhile, Jamil's like covered in cake. Allie, you going to talk about me on the radio?
Oh, yes. Jamil, yes. No shout outs.
I don't know if he really said that, but I knew he had landed himself on Am I the Jerk at that moment in time. I went, oh, Jamil, you are just not doing a good thing right now.
Oh, snap.
Hey, wait. Maybe my guy that made my cake for me. Maybe he can make another one without a reenactment. Keep
Wait
Jamil
a second.
At home.
Hold on. I forgot about the hot guy that made the cake. I forgot about that guy.
Shout out to my boy, Jock Quinn.
Oh, snap. Allie might be eating cake again.
He was.
Eat the cake, anime.
He's a hottie.
Y'all chill out. Ooh. We were here for Am I the Jerk? This ain't the love connection. Chill out. All right. So with all pieces of information intact.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to hate me for this.
What? You better say he's the jerk.
Stop it right now, DZ. Don't you say what I think you're going to say.
DZ. Don't make me pull up on you.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Boom.
If I could hang up on him, I would, you guys. I'm sorry. If I could hang up on DZ, I would.
You invited your man.
It was a community cake, DZ. It was a community cake.
So you guys were living as a community. You got to accept all members of the village.
No.
Jamil, listen. He has been accepted and invited by Mr. Birthday Boy himself.
Listen.
If anybody's a jerk, it's Santino for inviting that man, knowing how aggressive he was. You're supposed to know your boy better than that.
Yeah, listen, I'm the queen of spin. You're not spinning this on me. No. The jerk is Jamil for fingering the cake and being disgusting on Santino's birthday. It was his favorite cake. He should have known better.
Santino, I got a question for you. You said you barely knew what was going on because you were so enthralled with the evening.
Oh, don't take this route. Here we go.
How many of them drinks?
Are you going to say because we were drunk,
how many
it
of
doesn't
them,
matter?
How many of them sodas did you drink with Mr. Jamil? How many sheets was he in the wind? Because he might have just seen cake and got overly excited. As a big boy myself and as a big boy yourself, you know that when you see cake, you get excited everything else is there. Tunnel vision.
No.
Fat boy going fat boy. Tunnel vision.
Santino,
I would have reached for the cake too.
Grab it with his hand.
Not the jerk.
Nope.
Hey, listen. What? Listen, ADZ, I think you need to slow down because I'm getting a bunch of text messages saying we riding. Who's driving? So you better be... I don't know. People getting mad. So, I mean, you better stay on the fence, DZ.
So, wait a second, though, Santino. Are we riding to Jamil's house or the guy that made the cake? Whose house are we going to first?
Allie, you better stop.
Okay. I'm going to Jamil's house, and I'm going to open his fridge and lick all the food in his fridge and put it back in there and see how he likes it. Same
I'm actually
thing.
Coming. Lisa, come get me for that. I'll go to Sheboygan for that. I'll go to Sheboygan.
Allie, I can't with y'all.
Okay. We'll drop you off first, Allie, so that you can... Enjoy yourself. We can tell you about what happened after.
Shut up. I'm
done with all of y'all.
Okay. We'll talk to everybody. You can leave a voice message, a text, or a phone call. Lisa and Santino in Sheboygan, thank you for joining us. We're going to take calls next, okay?
All right.
Thanks for having us.
You know I'm riding with you guys, okay? He's a jerk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Betty in Waukesha texted and said, ooh, sorry, friend. Cake fingerer is a total jerk, especially if a serving utensil was right there.
My man's grabbed an end piece. Let him live. Let Jameel live.
If you missed the first part of Am I the Jerk, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go back and listen on the Odyssey app. It was golden because Santino and Lisa in Sheboygan joined us because I went to Santino's party, his party. Our regulars. I went to their party on Saturday night and one of his friends put his whole hand in the cake even though there was a utensil right there. And then all hell broke loose because you can imagine all the people drinking going, whoa!
Yeah, you violation! Party foul!
Yeah, it was a big ordeal. So, let's go to the phones and the first person is, we have our first witness.
Oh, you brought witnesses.
Coming to the stand. It is Bella in Kenosha who was also in attendance at the party. And then we're going to have people that were not. Bella.
Hello, hello.
Isabella, witness number one, move up to the stand right now.
Can I get a witness?
Right hand up.
Raise your hand. Are you going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Okay, let's move on.
Yes, 100% all the time.
Bella, is Jameel the jerk for, you were there for this whole thing.
Yes. Well, Your Honor, Allie.
Thank you.
Jameel. I saw the spatula. I actually used that spatula and sliced said pieces of cake for several of our friends. So, you jerk.
So y'all still had some of the, y'all still had some of the cake then, huh? Oh, y'all still ate the cake. So it wasn't
big
of a jerk.
I didn't have any cake after that. Nope.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nobody did. Including Santino until he found out later he was eating a cake his friend had put a whole hand in. See? See the problem?
How big is his hand?
I don't know. He's Santino.
He's so upset. She went and got her hair done, started on fire. It was wild.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, I missed a night. I'll tell you what, boy.
Well, and I put pictures of all this on Facebook and Instagram, and somebody commented, and they were like, I thought Santino was a big white man. I go, Santino sounds like a big white man to you. That's what Santino.
Go get your ears checked. Go get your ears checked. What do I sound like then?
Well, I mean, I would tell the name alone, Santino, like, so funny.
They thought he was Italian.
I thought Hispanic, like, hello.
Italiano.
That's so funny. All right.
Buongiorno, you know what I'm saying?
Santino's a big dude, but yeah, he probably ate the cake.
Not the cake, bro. Man, I would have eaten the cake. I would have eaten the cake.
Oh, my God. All right, Bella. No, he wouldn't have. No, DZ.
Look at me.
DZ. Don't be like these people texting in saying, alcohol kills all the germs.
That part.
Really?
All right. Bella says jerk, obviously.
Sticking to it. Obviously.
Thank you, Bella.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody's texting in. Kelly in Sussex, who was also there, said he's the jerk. Glad I didn't lick that frosting.
See, Kelly was about to lick the whole cake. What? That would have been even worse.
Santino texted in, wow, I'm white now. What if you are? What's wrong with being white?
Nothing at all.
All right, now let's go to our girl, Ebony, who was not at the party. Now we're going to get some outsiders from the outsider party.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Ebony.
Hello. What's popping, everybody? Good morning.
I should have brought you along, but I didn't. Tell me what you think. Is Jameel a jerk?
So I really think that he's the jerk because, I mean, we live in different times, baby. You can't be putting your hand in people's food like that.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was probably a vibe. He was probably lost in a moment. Thought it was going to be funny.
He was lost in the sauce.
But on the same tip, it's like, we got to think about how cleanliness people need to be and what kind of viruses are going around. You know, it's like, I feel like I always think a little bit above everything else. So it's like, don't put your hand in people's cake like that. Don't do that.
Somebody texted in and said, big back, not the jerk. I still would have ate it.
Thank you. See, there go my people, man. Y'all just took too long. Y'all was probably eating cake.
I mean, it's so many other people there. I mean, come on now. Don't put your hand in that. Dude, now, if it was small and personal, okay, cool.
It was a good, you know, like when you're at a bar, and it was a good circle of probably 20 people. I mean, in this big, we were sitting around like couches, and it was a nice party.
I can picture it up there, yeah.
And so then this guy coming in and putting his hand in the cake in the center of one of those little bar tables in between. Oh,
big
my
Jameel,
God.
Big old hand, scooping a handful of cake.
Yeah, I feel weird when somebody just reach over my plate, let alone put that hand in it.
Everybody saw it, boy.
He was
lost in the sauce.
It was the sauce. Yeah. Oh, all right, Ebony, that makes it 2-for-2. Dang. Jameel, I'm trying hard to fight for you, my boy. I don't even know you.
Jameel, go ahead and get off our line.
Bye, Ebony.
Heather in Sheboygan texted in, I would have ate it. Oh.
Thank you, Heather.
Well.
Heather knows what's up.
Last but not least, we got one more left.
All right. Who? Who gets to be the final vote on today's Am I the Jerk?
Let's go to Coach Court in Sheboygan.
Coach
Courtney.
Court.
Hi, Courtney.
What up, Court?
What's up, everybody?
What up? Do you know Lisa and Santino and Jamil, or are you just another Sheboygan person?
That was the first thing I was going to say. I'm a little bit taken back that I saw this on Instagram, and I wasn't invited to my boy's party. I'm just saying.
Tomorrow's
going to throw that out there.
Just going to slide that into the chat like that.
Hey, cause all right, so now we got the grievances out the way.
Because Coach Court is Lakeland out here, so you know what I'm saying?
Well, then I guess we know which way he's going, because he's already mad about that he wasn't invited.
So Jamil didn't go to Lakeland, but I just want to say, you know, he's not the big back type. Big back, he's like a muscular big back. So, you know, he slid in the cake a little different way.
Coach Court, anyway, you're painting the picture for me. Okay, he's not big back. He's strong back, big back.
He's like a
Debo big back. Yeah, like a Debo big back. Thank you. That's the imagery I needed. I'm tucking my chain as we speak.
He doesn't have a big belly. He's just 6'4 and tall.
Just a big old dude. Yeah.
A strong dude, yeah.
He knew what nobody going to say nothing to him.
But he the homie, though. He the homie. Yeah. This is kind of a Jamil thing to do. That's why I'm going to say he's not the jerk.
Oh!
It's just kind of how Jamil, you know, Jamil's.
Wait, did he just say not the jerk?
Get a little wild.
That's right. Santino knows his homie, and that's what I said.
Easy on this.
It's on Santino because Santino knows how Jamil gets. Nobody else does. He could have said, Jamil, don't touch the cake. Don't be Jamil.
Well, you know what? We just got a text from Santino saying, no, my bad, Court. He feels bad, but when he hears you said Jamil's like not the jerk, Santino's probably going to pull that back. So
now he's going to be glad he didn't invite you. You would have eaten the cake with Jamil.
I see all parties side, but it's Jamil. It's kind of what Jamil do. He's wild sometimes.
He's wild.
Well, don't make me get down with the Sheboygan people again. I don't care if you finger cakes. I'm coming again.
Allie, okay.
I meant put your hand in the cake. Your hand. One finger.
You're
in
not
the cake.
Making this any better.
Okay, bye, Coach Court.
Love, man. Peace.
You know what? I hope we make the Sheboygan Facebook page today.
If we don't, boy.
For all the drama, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I got to breathe, too. That was a hell of a... Oh, yes, Santino said, it's gone. Never mind. Okay, so is Jamil...
Jamil is the jerk. Coach Court tried to come in, hold him down, but it was done, Dada. Jerk today.
And now let's move forward. It is time to give away these tickets. If you want to hang out with Ralphie, a.k.a. Peter Billingsley from The Christmas Story.
Is my tongue stuck on the pole?
He's going to be in town on December 28th. So we've been taking caller 28.
You feel like that's right, ain't it?
I think so.
It only feels right.
It feels right because he's coming on the 28th of December. So 414-533-1037. If you are caller 28, you are going to win these tickets to go see a screening of A Christmas Story and hang out with Ralphie, Peter Billingsley. Good luck. Caller 28, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Uepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I love this new feature on our app where you can leave us voice messages. Oh, it's golden, dude. You go in, you download the free Audacy app, AUDACY, because you can listen to us through the app now on your CarPlay or at home, whatever. And then
a lot of people do, actually.
Yeah, you log in and you listen for an hour. You will get an entry to possibly win a trip to see Taylor Swift on December 8th, the last day of the Eras Tour in Vancouver. We're going to send you if you're the winner.
You automatically increase your chances 100% by listening on the app, literally.
Exactly. So I wanted to play a few voice messages for you this morning because right on the Listen Live page, it says send a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this one from last night. This is Sherry and Mason. Listen to this.
Hold on. You got to plug in first.
Oh, I didn't put it in. I'm not ready.
I was trying to point out.
DZ's like, Allie, mayday. This is where a producer would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, here we go. And now we're ready. This is Sherry and Mason in Caledonia. Are you ready for this one?
Hi, Allie and DZ. This is Sherry and
Mason.
Overtime win. 2 in a row.
Let's go, boys.
Let's go.
I'm going to play that one all morning because I love it. That's a great one.
How do you
make
that a ringtone?
I don't know, but we'll surely we could do it. Then we got this from Tony in Milwaukee, who I wonder if he's the one who was texting in yesterday as we were talking about that crazy story about the guy faking his own death, the kayaker.
Okay.
This is what Tony left us.
So I just downloaded the Odyssey app. and we can send voice messages. This is Tony from Milwaukee. You get my message, say hello to the world.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Hello, Tony.
We got you. We got you. And then my favorite one. If you miss this, this is hysterical. Carl and Indy. You might have heard us talking about him before.
Oh, I've been playing this nonstop. This is going to go global on Spotify, certified platinum, guaranteed.
I'm so into this. Carl Diamond. Left us the best voice message of the week. We could have the winner of the week with our voice messages.
Can we?
Okay. We could.
Allie, DZ, we'll talk.
Listen to this.
I just want to say something.
By the way, this is from when DZ asked if he was the jerk.
Yesterday's or a couple days ago, whenever.
You are the jerk or not the jerk. It is song that I'm about to sing to you.
For all the cheese curds. The curd.
The curd conundrum.
He loves his cheese curds.
Hey.
But everyone took him.
Took.
He was upset. But he is...
What?
Not the jerk.
Nope.
Not the jerk.
Not
the jerk.
Nope.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk.
Oh, you thought it's over?
Easy.
Nope. Ramping back
verse
up.
Two.
Cheese, curds.
Cheese.
Not the jerk.
Curds.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Yeah, that's a remix.
It got picked up there at the end there. Carl, you were amazing at the end. At the end is where you really did the encore. Not the jerk.
Over.
Cheese, curds.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Burk. My dog, bro. That's going to live rent-free in my head for the rest of my days.
Carl, if you don't know how much we appreciate you in that rendition of DZ's Not the Jerk, I mean, chef's kiss.
Literally.
So this has been a great time listening to some of these messages. I can't get enough of them. So keep sending them to us on the Odyssey app. They're so good, dude.
Please. Thank you.
Oh, they're so good.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want, too. Whatever y'all want.
Somebody said, hi, DZ. Just want to say you do a great job at the Bucks games. Last night was intense. Jamie.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Really
so,
appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
For that.
There's a few more messages. I'm not going to read them, but you get the gist.
I do get the gist.
Mm-hmm. I just like playing the voice messages because Carl made our day with that one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. I should say from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS in HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Now you can go on the app and you can leave a message. Look, they're coming in as we're talking.
Oh, of course.
Maybe we'll play a few more next if they're good.
You down? I'm down.
Let's see how entertaining you guys are.
Oh.
Your turn.
You ready, set, go.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
What's good? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, dude. The messages are hysterical.
Facts.
So you can text us or you can call us at 414-533-1037 or you can download the Odyssey app, listen through the app, and even send us a voice message on the Listen Live page.
Yep.
Which, by the way, if you listen for an hour, you get entered to win a trip to see Taylor Swift closing night of the Eras Tour in Vancouver.
Call it a win-win, bro. And you know what's fun about the voice notes?
What?
Giving us a voice message, if you will, is that not everybody does get the chance to call, right? Like actively. Or
that's true. Or
maybe,
text.
Or text. Or maybe they're a little shyer and don't want to be on air. They get nervous. So that's a perfect way for you to still say your piece. Even if you're listening back on the Odyssey app later, we still want to hear your opinions. I don't care if it's tomorrow, a week, or a month from now. We nosy. Talk to us.
For sure. Sam in Lisbon sent us a message. You ready to hear what she wanted to know? This is so funny.
What's up?
Thank you guys in the morning. But what the heck is Big Back?
Oh.
I consider myself pretty up on the slang, but what does Big Back mean?
What does Big Back mean, DZ? You want to take this?
Oh, I got it. And the only way I can sing this is big back, big back, big back, big back. All my big backs loaded up with snacks and knickknacks too. Big back is when you enjoy food without any repercussions. Don't care necessarily.
Big back.
How big we are.
We got a big back.
We big backs. That means we hunch over when we eat and our backs get big because
big
we worried
back.
About our food.
The guy with the big back.
Big backs.
Yeah. With your arms in.
It's a way to call somebody heftier and larger than life. Big
yes.
back. I got big back energy because I'm a big back.
It's the way guys say it nicely, right?
No, like, that's like, not. No.
Oh, women don't want to hear big back ever.
Nobody wants to hear big
oh,
back.
Oh, really?
Big
oh, I
back.
Thought guys
no,
wanted it because I thought guys like to be bigger.
No. Not it's not that kind of big
oh,
back.
Oh, it is big. It's like overweight.
You calling somebody big. Yeah, you calling somebody larger, obese.
Well, at least you
will.
Answered that. Sorry. At least you answered that for Sam in Lisbon. Now, Allie in Milwaukee sent a message, and she needs an update on, I think it's What Would DZ Do? Listen to what she said.
Where's the pic of DZ's sweater after his wife washed it with the tissue? with all the fuzzies all over it. We never got to see if it came clean.
Oh my God, we have so many storylines that we just are behind on. I'm sorry. Okay, so it's not even DZ's wife. You want to tell this one?
Why we need a producer, Allie? We can't keep up with all the things we'd be doing.
So on What Would DZ Do? DZ basically was yelling about how your wife put a tissue in the laundry. He wasn't mad at his wife. He was mad at the laundry.
Mad at the laundry. 100% not my wife at all.
Yeah, don't come for Aaron.
I just wanted to learn from y'all how to get, you know, lint out of the Sherpa. Because Sherpa's a hard material.
So what's the update? Did you get the rest of the lint out of the Sherpa?
Well, according to my wife, she says that I was being dramatic because she saw the hoodie yesterday and didn't think it looked that bad. Well, it's because I had spent hours, whole day's worth, picking the lint out of it, picking the tissue out of it.
I picked three out and I was over it. I go, I did three with my nails and I quit.
I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's because it was all in my hair and on my body. I took it off of the sweater with wearing it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
You're like, I already took care of it.
The update is, I'll send y'all a picture because the inside is still, I would say, bad.
Mm. So oh.
I'll post it later.
Really?
Yeah, just look on Instagram. We'll post it later.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your messages. You can always send them to us through the Odyssey app. Just go to 103.7 Kiss FM. Search it out on the Odyssey app. Find us, listen live, and send us a message.
AUDACY.
We'll talk to you soon. Just got a text from my sister. She's listening on the Odyssey app in California right now.
Ooh, what'd she say?
Well, she wants to win the Taylor Swift trip, and I'm like, you don't qualify, Penny. Oh, you're related to me.
Penny, get out of here. You can't. Sorry. Conflict of interest. You can't.
If you're not related to me, because my kids asked as well, then I go, we cannot win. You're related to me. And they go, well, what if our dad tries? And I go, your dad's not going to try, but he could probably win.
We got the same last name. You do not qualify. Sorry. Can't split it any other way for you.
If you don't know and you listen on the Odyssey app, 1 hour of listening gets you an entry into our trip. We're sending somebody to Vancouver for the last night of the Eras Tour in a few weeks on December 8th.
Yeah.
Less than a month.
Literally less than a month. It's coming up.
So my sister cannot win for listening, but you can.
Bring some people with you.
All right, so you asked me something the other day, and you go, do you go to your high school reunions?
Have you ever?
And I looked at you, and I go, hell no, which is a fair question, because you're 31. You must be hitting that age now where you've hit the 10-year.
Yeah, we're past 10 years. We're almost 10 years out of college now.
Well, you guys went to high school together.
Middle school together.
And middle school. And college.
Middle school, high school, and college went to together,
So you're actually one of those couples who goes to every reunion together. And because you both went there, not because you're the significant other showing up, like going, oh, look, is this who I married, everybody? Everybody knows both of you.
A lot of the same people know both of us, But no, we're the couple that says, hell no, we ain't going to that reunion. Okay. Shake up, sit on the couch.
Dude, you know what's funny is I think I would have like years ago, but when it finally came around and they were doing these 10-year, 15 years, I looked at all my friends and I said, we already know what everybody's up to because of social media.
Yeah.
I know where everybody is thanks to Facebook and Instagram. Had I not had that, I would have wanted to go to the reunion to see what all these losers were up to. Okay? Did I say that out loud? No, I'm just kidding. No, they weren't. But you know what I mean? I feel like the people I want to see, I talk to.
You know. You still frequent.
Me and my girls, 1 year ago, met up in Mexico. Some of my high school best friends.
My memories
just popped up from that trip. We were there a year ago.
FOMO.
I'm good with that. I'm good with seeing my girls on a girls trip here and there.
Yeah.
And they can tell me on the girls trip everything going on, and they do. Like I go, oh, what's up with Aaron Smith? And they're like, girl, let us tell you. I'm like, oh, what's up with Sarah Johnson? They're like, let us tell you about this one. So we go down the list. I get the updates. Well,
and the thing is, there is like reunion committees. People are in charge and love these things.
Yeah.
So there's somebody that's defending the high school reunion.
They're very passionate.
And I get it. You want to kind of rekindle some relationships with past friends, but see where people are at in their lives. Maybe those that you don't have a chance to see that often.
That made sense before social media.
Yeah, true.
We don't need it anymore, the reunion.
But it's not the in-person. What I'm saying, a lot of us are still like in-person. The physical contact does have a way to just enter energize people, energize mm-hmm. a room. The interaction you just don't get on social media that you get in person. Because mm-hmm. what happens is usually what? At some old town high school, in some old mm-hmm. restaurant that we all used to go to after the big game, blah, blah, blah.
Some crappy little rinky dink
where everybody is familiar and everybody has memories, and then it opens up this aura of like, oh, strolling down memory lane because you're in person.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, but you all know how when it comes down to seeing people from high school, like mm-hmm. you go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So like you grew up in Gurnee. I grew up in Southern Illinois. I don't run into people in the grocery store from high school.
But if
I grew up in like Muskego or Milwaukee or Bayview, even.
You're seeing people that you know all the time.
You're seeing people you know in your whole life, and you're like, ugh. Like,
hey, Beth.
I don't need to go to a reunion. I see her at the Pick and Save on, you know, the corner every
morning, Frank. How the kids?
I'm like, and the funny thing is, most of us avoid those people. Don't act like you don't go out with a hat on going at Thanksgiving.
Hey, there's Tim. Avoid it.
Perfect example, Thanksgiving. Either you love to go out on Blackout Wednesday.
Oh, avoid gym. Oh, snap.
Because you're going to see everyone who's home.
True.
Or you hide because you don't want to see everyone from high school. And I'll be honest, when I used to go home for Thanksgiving, I used to go out because, you know me, I was a Blackout Wednesday girl because I would come home from Milwaukee. Everybody was like, Ellie's a DJ in Milwaukee.
Oh, there's Ellie. Meanwhile,
what up, suckers? But now that my parents moved to Florida, I don't go home and I could care less. And the people I want to see
home is different now.
But I get going to the store and being afraid you're going to run into people you don't want to see from high school. Ugh.
And you know what it is for me? Because the technological aspect of you're all connected. We're all connected on social, Instagram, Facebook. I get that.
Yeah.
That's not what it is for me. That's not what removes me from wanting to go to the reunions.
What is it?
I've got no interest to partake in the measuring contest that happens.
Like the I am a DJ? What?
Kind of, though. Like, it's a comparison of like, oh, what are you up to? Where do you live? Oh, how many kids do you have? Oh, it's a measuring contest, and everybody, we pretend like we're playing catch up, but we're not playing catch up. Everybody's just trying to compare lives.
I agree, and I joke because I actually started working on the radio in my senior year in high school. So everybody I went to thought it was so cool that I got a job on the local radio.
They knew
I was a DJ. Everybody knew that already. So it's interesting, though, to see what everybody else is doing and where they ended up. I don't know. Do you guys go to your high school reunions? Do you care? Do they even have them?
Are there virtual reunions now? I haven't heard one recently.
I haven't been invited to anything, and maybe it's because they realize I'm never coming. And honestly, two of the girls I went to high school with live in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Shout out Kiara and shout out Patricia. Yeah, two girls.
Shout out them.
Both of them and one of them, we used to ride to school every day together. She lives in Menominee Falls with her husband and two kids. They moved here randomly. I mean, they just ended up here.
Odds?
What are the odds?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, though.
But
I mean,
again,
I guess.
They're cool, but do I need to go to a high school reunion? No.
No. If you want to reconnect, you can and you will. You don't need the reunion to do that. And that's what I feel like. Mm-hmm. Now, is that necessarily true? I don't know. Like I said, I think there are people that will defend this and go, no, it's the only time. It's one of the only times you have even a chance to get so many people that you know from the same era in the room at the same time.
Somebody likes it.
And I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the phones are lit up now. So we're going to find out, do they love them or not? We're going to find out next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
I love reading your texts. They're always really funny. Because like Kimmy in Slinger, she said, I work in my hometown in the healthcare field and I see everyone and their mothers all the time.
Not the healthcare field. That has to be rough because
They said, she said, so I don't need to go to any reunion.
You almost see them at their worst too because you don't go to the doctor when you healthy. God, oh, I didn't even think about it like that. I feel for you.
Yeah.
I feel for you so much.
All right, let's go to the phones and find out if people go to their high school, college, whatever reunions. Let's start with Allison and Racine. Hi, Allison.
Hi, guys. Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. Love your name, but do you go to high school reunions?
Check to the no.
Nope. Negative.
I will say this. I went to a high school that I did not choose. I grew up in Chicago. The public schools were not the best.
Yeah, CPS.
My parents sent us to a private school.
It was more geared towards my sister, who is the polar opposite of me.
Got it.
I went to school with a bunch of snobby BITCHs. I don't need to see them.
The mean girls.
Say less. Burn, Buckham.
The mean girls.
Received.
Aw, well, Allison, I'll be nice.
The few that I do, I see on social media that I'm interested in. There's a few that I'm friends with on social media that you question, why are you still friends with them?
Fair.
But it's making me say, hey, my life is better than yours, and you made my life hell, so I'm happy to see that you're not doing great.
Well, and some of it's to watch a train wreck. I mean, Facebook is where it
exactly.
gets Facebook's where it gets messy. Facebook's where all the drama happens. People comment and have no
filter.
I'm telling you, Facebook is really where you clown on everybody.
That's petitious, what I'm saying.
Instagram's much more respectful, and I the fact that I'm saying that is funny.
The only thing that I get are my invitations that make me feel old. Like, I just got my 25th in the mail. I'm like, I'm good.
I'm good, big good.
You're
feel
like,
that.
No, thanks. All right, Allison. Well, thanks for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. Dang, I didn't even think about college. I was thinking about high school only.
I was only thinking about, well, a lot of people didn't go to college.
True.
Or didn't finish or
whatever.
It depends on how big your college was, too.
True.
See, I went to a big university. Who am I going to go? I'm friends with those people.
And I went to a huge high school, much smaller university. I'd be more prone to go to the university, just, you know what I'm saying?
Go to the Lakeland reunion.
To go to hold
yeah.
my people down. Like, it's a different energy. Now you got me torn.
Well, April in Waukesha texted in and said, I moved my senior year so I don't get invited to my high school reunion.
Wow.
But all the people that wanted to see each other met up at a bar recently on our 20th year. Someone started a Facebook group. We went from there, but I wouldn't even go if I was invited. Didn't like people that much.
And moving didn't help. Dang.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Brenny in Franklin. Hi, Brenny. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You going to the Franklin reunions?
Pulling up.
I did not graduate from Franklin. I actually went to high school in South Texas.
Oh, yeehaw.
My freshman sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved up here. Absolutely hated Wisconsin. I didn't understand why people were orange. because
and now?
In South Texas, you just had to go outside and you would change like three different colors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I've lived down there. Well, Albuquerque I lived in, yeah. Go on.
I love Albuquerque.
Yeah, I was tan my whole life when I lived over there. But anyway, go on.
You attended the reunion?
And then, I went to a school. I went from a school of 500 to a school of 1,500.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not know anyone. I made like three friends up here. I was miserable. Granted, I will say you can't pay me to move back to South Texas now.
That part.
Okay, so what the heck?
She's
dude?
Locked in. No, she. Long story to say, she's locked in to Wisconsin
okay.
now. Yeah.
I did. Well, I married a Wisconsin boy, too.
Wempa.
Yep.
Same.
I still get invited to my Texas high school reunion all the time.
Still?
Hold on. Do you go is the question, though.
No.
No, okay.
No,
so she's a hell no. Brittany's a hell no. Mm-mm.
No, because no. I was just like, I see what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Some of you that I was friends with, maybe we wouldn't jive with now.
Obviously.
And then, like,
obviously.
If I run into anyone from high school here, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. That's
walk
fine.
The other way.
So two people so far say absolutely not to yep. the high school reunions. Thank you, Brenny. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Let's hit up Saucy. Saucy went to high school in Maguanago. Now that's some small town ish right there.
I'm different.
You think she goes?
I feel like Saucy would go.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, my friends, do you think
know.
I'm going?
I think yes. I
don't think
yes.
so.
Yeah. High school was the worst time ever for me.
I knew it.
I would not go at all. As a matter of fact, I was invited by somebody who was out of the school district in fourth grade. I'm like, wait a second. She got invited before I got invited?
They invited someone who didn't even finish high school, but you didn't?
Yeah. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, I'm good. That just shows how clicky y'all still are.
I guess the
I'm
feeling
good.
Was mutual, Saucy. So
right.
screw
Yeah.
Saucy said, y'all didn't even make it through middle school and they got the invite.
I'm good. I'd rather see the teachers anyways. Anybody who I want to connect with, I have on Facebook. And yeah, it just is what it is.
I feel that's Owen. He's the old soul who he's like, let's go see the teachers. And I'm like,
yeah.
You're that kid that doesn't want to, you don't care about the people. You want to see the teachers.
I
you
do
want to go back.
See,
yeah.
being the invite, and that I get. If you just going to open up the school and bring the teachers in for like a reunion, reunion open house, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Let me walk through the old classrooms. Let me try to open my old locker. I still remember the combination.
Totally.
And the combination to my guy's locker on the third floor so I don't have to go all the way downstairs. Yeah, man. That I'd be more interested in. Not going to some random spot and chilling with people I ain't seen in 15 years.
Yeah, nobody cares. And you know what's really funny? Actually, thank you for calling, Saucy. I got to tell DZ a quick story.
Bye, Sauce. Love you.
Well, I was out for dinner with Owen and Hudson on Tuesday night, and we ran into a girl I know who went to high school with their father, with my ex-husband.
Oh, okay.
And I've known her for years, and she came up. She's like, Allie, we're hugging. I go, she knows your dad. And she looks at Owen and Hudson. She goes, my locker was right next to your father's because of our last names. And he used to elbow me with his big elbows. And Owen and Hudson didn't care. I'm like, she's telling you high school stories. You don't even care.
These are the anecdotes that we going to say. Y'all don't even know about them times. Dude, y'all don't know about nothing about that.
High school. They were like, please. There's no way they're going to their reunions. There's no way. All right, let's pull up our boy in Racine. Lord help us, Tony.
Ooh, here it is.
Oh, Lord.
You asked for it.
I don't know why.
Morning, man.
Well, listen, Natalia wrote in, said she went to Cudahy High, and it's a no for her. Yikes.
What's wrong, Cudahy?
She said, everyone thinks I didn't graduate, but I did. I was bullied and got kicked out senior year for fighting, but I did graduate. You go, girl.
And she's ready to throw hands if you're trying to argue.
Well, yeah, seriously. And if you had to do the girl, okay, anyway.
She graduated. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to put that on nobody else's name but hers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Morning, Tony.
What do you think, Tony? Were you going to the reunion?
I mean, I would have if I was asked.
Oh, you didn't get asked?
All of our regulars got nixed. What's up
with
that?
Why we get shafted on that?
Is there something we don't know about you guys?
This is the worst part, right? I did not get an invitation to the reunion, but I was asked to DJ it.
Hold on.
I don't know if they knew who they were talking to, but yeah. I was asked to DJ, so I kindly declined the offer.
What?
So you didn't receive the invitation, but they asked you to try to hire and book you for the event.
Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, they reached out. They reached out looking for DJ services. They found, came across, my DJ page.
They had no clue.
They probably had no clue.
Wow.
Tony, where'd you go to high school?
Horlick.
Oh, that's right. I knew that because I've been to Horlick. I've been there.
I was going to say shout out Horlick, but I don't even want to do that. They faded our boy, man.
I know. What? That's a big high school, though, Tony. Maybe they really did forget about you.
Well, there's a lot of people that I would say did not get invited due to other reasons, but it was very...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very selective. Picked and chose.
No. You can't do that. The high school reunion committee has to invite everyone or no one.
All or none.
Or else it's just stupid. Well, then you're just having a party at a bar with your friends.
Otherwise, you're just clicking back up with your high school homies. No, that's not the point.
No, thanks.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What the hell?
All right, so the consensus is, ain't none of us been there?
No, and Tony, they called him to hire him, but didn't invite him. The irony. What the hell?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.